Hey guys, welcome to the second part of our message of Who Do You Think Jesus Is? And it's all based around the conversation Jesus had with Peter, where Jesus first asked Peter, who do others say I am? And then he goes to Peter's really piercing question, actually a deep soul searching question. He said, Peter, who do you say I am? And I believe this question would have gone really deep into Peter, and Peter would have had to really think deeply about who Jesus was. Okay, you would have to go to his experiences, what others said about Jesus, and what the words that Jesus had actually said to him. It's a question I think that all of us need to ask. Not what other people think about Jesus, not what our friends think about Jesus, or our family, or the pastor, or someone else in primary school once said about him. But what do you really think about Jesus? What is the truth about Jesus that you really think? What do you think is true about Jesus? Was he God? Was he not God? Was he just a good man? Was he just a good prophet? What do you think about Jesus? And why do you think that about Jesus? Because, you know, the way we approach Jesus alters dramatically our relationship with him. So if you approach Jesus, for example, me as a Christian, I believe he's God, it changes everything because I speak to him as a friend. I believe I know him personally. I believe I have a conversation with him. Before you switch off, I'm not that cuckoo, I promise you. But if you're an atheist and you don't think he's God, you just think he maybe was someone made up or just someone who people have exaggerated stories about, then that's going to change how you approach Jesus too. If you're a Muslim, if you think Jesus is a prophet, that's going to completely change the way that you approach him as well. So who you think Jesus are actually makes a big impact on your life. You know, and we're living in a world and a society that is changing dramatically. And I think this question now is more important to answer than ever before. You know, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, said as like a really proud thing a while ago that London is a pluralistic society and a pluralistic city. And it's one of those questions of what does pluralism actually mean? And I looked at Google, you know, answer fountain of all knowledge. And this is what it said that pluralism is. It says pluralism is the belief that the existence of different types of people within the same society is a good thing. Then the second explanation of pluralism is this. The existence of different types of people who have different beliefs and opinions within the same society. Now, those are quite good, actually. I don't mind being a society. We all have different beliefs and views. We respect each other. But we've gone one step further in our society and our definition of pluralism. And we live in a society now that says that what everyone believes is true. Whatever you believe about life, it's true. It's okay. It's true. Within reason, unless you disagree with me, then I hate you. That's a different kettle of fish. But we have this view now that we're all climbing the same mountain. So having a lot more conversations with Christians who said, well, all gods are the same. Like whatever you believe about Buddha, Muhammad, etc. It's all the same. When actually, it's not quite all the same. We're not all climbing the same mountain. We don't all believe the same thing about Jesus. Actually, when we look at the New Testament, Jesus was quite strong in what he said. You know, the classic example of summing up our society at the moment will be the meme that goes around online or the picture that goes around online that's about someone looking at a number 9 and someone else looking at upside down and seeing number 6. And the caption goes, just because you don't see what I see doesn't mean I'm wrong. And actually, you look at it and go, oh, that's really deep. But actually, it's wrong thinking. Because if I write a number 9, I mean a number 9. And if you look at that number 9 from the wrong side and you see it in number 6, you've misread that number, whatever it is. Because if we go back to what a number 9 and number 6 are, number 9 and number 6 are very different things. If you've got 9 things and you've got 6 things, you've got two different quantities. You can't say the definition of 9 is the same as definition of 6. They are two different things. A while ago, my daughter, a 5-year-old at home, she couldn't understand, she couldn't get around her head that 5 plus 7 equaled 12. For some reason, she's actually quite a clever little kid, but she wouldn't accept that 5 plus 7 equaled 12. She just couldn't get it into her head. She was like, it doesn't mean that, that's not the answer. Well, we're like, it is the answer, it's just basic maths. And sometimes, if we can't accept something, we can't just dismiss it. And we can't say that we all believe the same thing when we don't believe the same thing. When Jesus says, who am I? Who do you say I am? He wasn't asking this question as a deep philosophical argument. He was asking it because he wanted the disciples and his followers to fully grasp who he was. You know, he didn't want them thinking that he was just another prophet. He didn't want them thinking that he was just a good man. He didn't want them thinking that he was just a good doctor. He didn't want them thinking that he was like a demigod, like Maui, and started singing, "You're welcome," as he peers on. You don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. He wanted his disciples to grasp the significance of who he was. You know, Jesus said really powerful words. He didn't mince his words. He didn't mix around. He said this. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It's not like you can say many things about Jesus or whatever you think about Jesus is okay. Jesus was actually quite specific. He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God except through me." That's quite a bold claim. Then another thing he said was this. He said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." He's basically saying, me and God, we're the same. That's a really bold claim. You can't, when Jesus so insinuates that he is God, you can't say, well, yeah, he's just a prophet, because he's actually saying very different words here. We read in the New Testament, we read other writers in the New Testament write things like this. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created. He is supreme over all creation. That's quite clear. Jesus has always been. He wasn't just the man who lived, but he existed before creation was. Really, really deep stuff, this. Then another verse that says this, "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." That basically means Jesus is the meaning of life. He is the Logos. He was the one who has always existed. He is the reason for existence. Is Jesus. Now, how can we say that everyone's perspective of Jesus is good and okay, whatever you believe about him is all right, when actually the Bible's so specific about Jesus's words here? The list could go on and on and on about who Jesus is, but the Bible is really clear about who Jesus is. Jesus is really clear about who he is. You know, in part one of our message, I quoted C.S. Lewis, and he says, we can't just say Jesus is a good man, because a good man wouldn't make these claims. I consider myself a reasonable person, okay, good person, and I wouldn't claim to be God, but Jesus did. That's quite deep, that. Because, you know, if you've already made a decision to follow Jesus, I want to ask you this question. Is this, have you made Jesus a reflection of who you are or who he says he is? And this is quite deep, because who you say Jesus is really important. And does what you say about Jesus match up with the Bible? Or do you believe Jesus is God? Do you believe that Jesus is the Logos, the reason behind everything? Because that's what the Bible says. And I have a fear that a lot of us are changing our view of Jesus because of what other people are saying. I heard about a New Testament scholar in the US who does this module on Jesus. And what he does is, at the beginning of the module, he gives out a questionnaire. And he says, what do you think Jesus thinks about politics, life, religion, all sorts of things? And then a little bit later, the same lecturer gives another questionnaire. And he says, what do you think about these issues? And he said, it's amazing, because 90% of those answers, people think what Jesus thinks about stuff is the same way that they think about the world. And the reality is, they're just making Jesus fit in with what they think. You know, John Mark Comer makes this great statement. He says this, often what we believe about God says more about us than it does about God. And quite deep, isn't it? And I'd actually change that a little bit for this message and say, often what we believe about Jesus says more about us than it does about Jesus. So this question we've got to answer here, who do you think Jesus is really important. Who do you think Jesus is? Is it what you want him to be, or who he really is? Who do you say he is? Is Jesus who he says he is in your mind? or what you want him to be? And guys, it's a deep question. Because we live in a world where we see divided politics and people say, Jesus wants this, Jesus wants that, and often it's just their opinion. But who you think Jesus is really matters. It has massive implications for your life. The way you do things, the way you live, the way you make your decisions. If you haven't known Jesus yet, and maybe we've got you a little bit of thinking about the claims of Jesus, I want to encourage you to find out more. I mean, get in touch with us. We'd love to explore it more with you. We've got an Alpha course starting soon, and Alpha is looking at who Jesus is and the claims that he makes. Because this question is important. Who do you say Jesus is? Not what did other people say Jesus is, or what did your mum tell you Jesus was? But who do you say Jesus is? And is it trying to fit around what you want it to be? Or is it about the reality and the truth of who he really is?